this episode of Report This Post.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Report This Short. If you're a new patron, Report This Short is like a condensed version of the main show. And this week's topic is Texas.
Yeehaw.
And joining us is a very special guest, a gentleman that is from, well, currently lives in Texas. I cannot confirm at this moment if he is originally from Texas. Maybe we'll talk to him and find out. His name is Thomas.
Yeah, I guess I'm supposed to, you know. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How you doing?
Great.
How yeah, doing, I'm good. I'm what they call a Tejano. Yeah, you know, born and raised.
Yeah, and but, you have a lot of pride about that.
No, not really. Just been stuck here. Life, but it's okay. Like, you know, we're working with it.
Just rolling.
Do you have big city dreams? Big city aspirations?
Maybe like Dallas, which is like an hour away from where I am right now.
Okay.
Be cool, you know. Or like Austin, which is maybe 3 hours away. I mean, just
anywhere we'll but see. Where you're at.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, even like, you know, 10 minutes away would be kind of sick, you know. Just like down the hallway.
I've never been to Texas myself. I've been to the Dallas airport. It sucked. I can tell you that much.
Were you at the Love Field or the International?
Probably the International. I was flying to Portland.
Oh.
Stop off in Texas.
The other keeping it weird city aside from Austin.
Yeah, Austin's kind of fake. It was just like five guys with schizophrenia in the 90s, and they just made it into like a branding campaign.
That's pretty fucking cool.
We're going to stick with this. It seemed to work.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Texas it's been in the news lately. They had some recent weather issues. Snow happened. Snowpocalypse, which really? Is a fun way to say that a lot of snow happened somewhere. They call that snowpocalypse.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm. And then there was some power issues, and then there was and then just like what last week, the whole mask mandate's been lifted, so that got some people up in arms, from what I understand. But
yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know. Just got to vibe with it.
You got to die some point. So
yeah, I mean,
hey, hell, fuck it.
Win in France, you know, as they say.
Well, we're talking about Texas this time.
Well,
so we're gonna stick with that one.
Well, yeah, win France.
Now, why don't we go ahead and get fucking started? We got some posts here. We rounded up, lassoed some posts. to read regarding the state of Texas, and Thomas has taken time out of his busy day to listen to us read posts to him.
That's right.
And then some of you listeners can tune in as well. So, what a joy!
Excellent.
Get started, Christian.
Will do. So, Thomas, you got you're being a true blooded Texan there. You got a cowboy hat?
I've got me a, it's only 5X, all right, so it's barely like a felt by definition, you know, like calling it a felt hat, but it's rabbit and beaver. Whoa. I got it like custom made at Cavender's.
Damn, wow. So
with my hat Patreon money. But I went like 3 months without posting it had on there, and people started like quitting or whatever, but I was like, just you guys wait, I'm gonna spend $250 on a hat, you guys will see. Anyway,
how does one access that hat Patreon?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I think you could probably, how about you ask somebody who knows more about that stuff, man? Why are you, I come on here to do business and you ask me personal questions?
This would seem like business based on my knowledge of business.
Hey, when in France.
Folks, it's patreon.com/Thomas wants a hat. go on, head on over there. You can join. Yeah. He's got a couple levels here. He's got a $20 level with 24 patrons. That is a great bit. what a perfect grift. So, anyway, someone asked Cora thoughts on cowboy hats, and a gentleman named Gordon Reagan Jr. answered, "They look stupid. It shouldn't be an American cultural thing. I view people who dress up like cowboys as complete idiots, and in fact, they probably are. To wear that kind of outfit is to outwardly say, I hate blacks, gays, and any minorities. Also, we have Halloween one night of the year, not every day. There haven't been real cowboys in over 100 years. Wouldn't you find it fucking bizarre if it were common for people to dress up like samurai or Nazis?" Not uncommon, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I got some bad news on pretty much every part of that.
So, yeah, you hate blacks, gays, any minorities.
You could have just said any minority. You didn't have to.
I know.
You didn't have to single.
Well, nowadays, you know, not even a minority anymore. Yeah.
The cowboy is the true minority these days.
Actually, these black cowboys are taking over.
Yeah, I think this guy does. This guy actually did basically point out he didn't mean to. Yeah, cowboys are serious minorities these days.
I really like the idea of, like, you see a guy dressed up like a samurai, and it's the same reaction as if you saw a guy dressed up like Hitler. It's like,
you're just walking down the street. Yeah. Walking down the street, see a cowboy, and you're like, oh, that's kind of strange. See a samurai, like, oh, that's really weird.
You don't serve the Shogun.
and then they give you a Sieg Heil salute for some reason.
You get all three, right? You get the guy, in the little wooden shoes, the little wooden slip-on shoes. You get the cowboy hat, and he's just covered in swastikas. Now that's a look.
Halloween's just around the corner.
You know what? I'm planning out already. You know, I'm gonna start adding my Amazon shopping list for my samurai costume.
Some sort of T-shirt art we could do with that.
Sure, why not?
This was big recently. Mayor Tim Boyd of the Texan town named Colorado City, for some reason, got into some heat recently when he wrote this on Facebook after all the power outages and everything. "No one owes you or your family anything, nor is it the local government's responsibility to support you during trying times like this. Sink or swim, it's your choice. The city and county, along with power providers or any other service, owes you nothing. I'm sick and tired of people looking for a damn handout. If you don't have electricity, you step up and come up with a game plan to keep your family warm and safe. If you have no water, you deal with it out and think outside the box to survive and supply water to your family. If you're sitting at home in the cold because you have no power and are sitting there waiting for someone to come rescue because you're lazy is a direct result of your raising, only the strong will survive and the weak will perish. Folks, God has given us the tools to support ourselves in times like this. This is sadly a product of a socialist government where they feed people to believe that the few work and others will become dependent for handouts. Am I sorry that you have been dealing without electricity and water? Yes, but I'll be damned if I'm going to provide for anyone that is capable of doing it themselves. We have lost sight of those in need and those that take advantage of the system and mesh them into one group. Bottom line, quit crying and looking for a handout. Get off your ass and take care of your own family."
Excellent advice. Just getting my 8-year-old son and my 6-year-old daughter and gathering up supplies to dig a well and build a windmill to power my home after all the energy's been taken out.
Yeah, I mean, you can start a fire,
sure,
and then melt the snow with the fire to make water.
Oh, okay.
So
then you use the steam, and you can somehow make that power some sort of contraption that, like, makes breakfast,
like a train.
Yeah.
Then you get the hell out of there. That's right.
And then the train, you use coal to power that, which then runs the Roku smart TV that you have, so you can watch your stories. Yeah, this people got pissed off at the guy in the Now he just doesn't have a job anymore. He got fired.
Oh, he got fired. He didn't even get voted out. Just completely shit canned.
Maybe he resigned or something. I don't know.
I think he resigned. I don't think.
Okay. That's great.
Real bootstrap mentality during the middle of like a not only a worldwide pandemic but also an unprecedented winter storm to hit the area. That's just just basic posting like, hey, not my problem. Like I don't know what you expect me to do. I'm fine.
Yeah. Look, we don't want the socialist government that I'm a part of, apparently, to help you out here. I find it interesting to elect guys to the government who like really hate the government. That seems like a bad idea.
Oh, but we continue to do it. Isn't that the interesting thing? Hmm. I wonder how this new AOC
lady, you know what I'm saying?
She's actually a patron, so we need to keep it a little hush-hush on the side there. She's also been hitting up the DMs for both Geiger and I. It's been incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Seen her big anti-American tits many times.
Surprise, everybody. Hey, it's out there now, so don't come looking for us for a handout on those sweet, sweet milkers. Those are all for us.
Great.
Get one of them.
It's socialism, unfortunately. Yeah,
and then every other week she swaps which one we get to see. That's right. keep it fair and even. Well, on that point, a guy tweeted this out. God made Texas cold as punishment for Trump not winning. Also to disprove global warming for us. No Christian will ever believe your global warming crap because God chooses the weather. That sounds very Texan. I would say, from what I know from an outsider.
That's what everyone in Texas just talks like all the time, from what I can tell.
Yeah. It's just from getting sunburnt too often.
Just severely dehydrated at all times.
Yeah, I don't know about but Trump did win though. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of your logical fallacy with that whole tweet. So
Shadow Prez. Is that was the thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. And I haven't seen a lot of that stuff popping up the last couple weeks.
It's been quiet, but also I did see something about what is it now? It's gonna be March.
Well, it was supposed to be March 4th.
Yeah, but then it was pushed back to March 16th.
Okay.
So that was, which is a, so first it was a Thursday, then it was a Tuesday. So I think they're just kind of, they're like, somebody's pulling dates out of a hat and just praying to God that something's going to happen on that day. That they can track back to this.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out, folks. We're here at the Report This Post news desk. We'll let you guys know. We'll record an emergency podcast if we have to.
please don't say that phrase.
Hey, speaking of a podcast, I believe Thomas has one.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
This is my announcement. I think it's time I left Jake in the dust and turned Hollywood, you know.
It's been a good run.
Yeah, it's been a good run of like 2 months.
Yeah. I remember where I was when I found out about the podcast. Let's see, about 20 minutes ago when we started recording, right before we hopped on. Pendejo time, right? Is it still called that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Why would we change it? You think that's not a good name? He's so
I found this guy on the subreddit r Texas in a thread about the storm. I've never seen such a large region all complain that a snowstorm is ruining their lives. Texans have proved to be weak weirdos. It's snow and cold. Stay warm and shut the fuck up, clowns. Glad you all suffered. And he got downvoted a lot for that one. So he came back with this. Also one of the stupidest populations around the entire country. You retards froze to death because it was cold. That is pathetic. So
really that talks like my cousin.
As a big Redditor, because it could possibly be.
Cousins love Reddit.
Yeah. Don't they though? What is with that?
r/cousins.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's just a bunch of like trampolines and stuff.
Trampolines, garage fridges, yeah. dually trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Slip and slides.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Contractor bag, slip and slides. Yeah, the whole nine yards.
The best super soakers of anybody.
I don't have a wife, so I can buy whatever I want.
Your cousins, and they're never married.
So this guy, you retards froze to death because it was cold. So what's next? You're gonna starve because you don't have food?
Like, mm-hmm.
And again, another great bootstrap
yeah.
sentiment from the state of Texas. Whereas this guy probably, I would assume, left when everything happened, just based upon that. So
Texas is just like, it's such like an awful place to live that like, if you're here long enough, you start, as a coping mechanism, you have to see it as like an accomplishment that you live in like Mansfield or something. It's pretty cool.
Every day you just wake up and you're like, I'm not dead yet. So I guess throw your feet out of bed and just sit there with your head.
I earned this F-150.
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthright as a Texan.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mansfield sounds great. A lot of men live in there, huh?
No. Well, maybe. Not the biggest part of Dallas.
All right.
You come here to interrogate me? Okay. Who I am.
This next one's
getting angry.
That classist Texas rage I keep hearing about.
This next one's from our relationships. We are an interracial couple living in Texas. Black male and white female living in Houston. We have been together for a while and met each other's friends, families, and everything. Ask us anything. And Polar Day Anarchist asks, do you ever slap her around during sex and say, this is for all the slaves everywhere? After he got immensely downvoted for that one, he came back to add, you know, if I had a black girlfriend and she wanted to yell, fuck me harder, you stupid cracker, or something else racial, I wouldn't complain. So.
He's saying, yeah, the DMs are open, ladies. If you're looking to get into that.
If any chocolate beauties would love to slap me around and call me a cracker,
mm-hmm.
I'm ready for it. I'm more than ready for it. I've been ready for it. Please.
Any big-handed ebony gals want to just backhand my stupid ivory ass, go nuts. Yeah, that's pretty cool. why would someone start that thread?
Good question. don't know
think if it was our relationships is like, this is a subreddit to just like hear about different relationships. Isn't it about like advice? It's not like, hey, we have a relationship, talk to us about that.
I think so. There's our relationship advice, and then there's just our relationships, which is anybody posts anything. I also think just based upon the poster's history that he was just very excited to have a girlfriend, and it just happened to be that they were interracial. Mm-hmm. So he, in order to like be like, hey everybody, I have a girlfriend, it was like through the lens of my white girlfriend and I have been together for a bit now, do you want to know anything about how that works? So good. And you know what, good for him. I hope they're very happy.
If I replied, because I'm a good guy, I'd probably say, you know, nowadays I don't even find anything wrong with that anymore. I think it's fine. I think, you know, as long as I don't have to see it or whatever, you know, it's
as long as it doesn't personally affect me. I don't have to witness
it. I mean, I don't want my kids around it, but you know.
Christian, did I ever tell you this about my dad? I feel like I brought it up, but he used to tell me as a kid. That one, he grew up in the 40s, so he was a different time in South Florida, which very interesting time back then. He said that he and his brother, who was 18 months older than him, he would tell me in glowing memory of walking down the street with his brother, and they saw a black guy with a white woman across the street, and then they crossed the street and beat the shit out of him. And he was like, There was a like a glimmer in his eyes, like, boy, we were so young, had so much fun back then.
We're so we had such vitality to us.
Yeah.
We're such a curb fancy stomping
free time. it's like that. I'm like eight. Probably shouldn't be telling me that.
He's trying to indoctrinate you, and unfortunately, it didn't stick. Not fully.
Well, I mean, now I just do it all that ironically. So when I my hate crimes are strictly of the ironic sense now,
quote unquote ironically. Right. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
If only my dad knew about irony, he could have had a wonderful little loophole to exploit for his racism.
No, I was doing a Chris Rock bit when I was screaming that out the window. You ever seen that, gentleman? Yeah. Very good.
Mm. So this is another one from Reddit, R Texas, talking about when Ted Cruz left the state to go to Cancun for a little, just a little getaway. You know, yeah, everyone needs it, a little time away from the office. So this guy said this. I am just at edge, and right now I would love to face one of these assholes face to face. Reason I stopped drinking for the safety of others and to be level-headed, and I haven't had a lick of alcohol over a year, but I go back into an orange jumpsuit to know I equalize the pain across to answer for everyone. Just better bail my ass out and make sure my Harley is back home. Violate my current bail I've been on for 3 years to make it known? Sure. Right now, I'm sure everyone feels the same way. Even with the metal plate in my whole left forearm and screws in my hand. I don't have a cowboy hat or fucking cattle. There's a special thing about being Texan. You don't fuck with family and livelihood regardless of race, ethnicity, or anything. A Texan is a Texan, and we have been violated. My 21 years being here, I am livid. Locals, business owners, including our current guard members and state guard, are doing what they can, and all local officials are at full capacity, and all we can do is be patient and let the chaos settle to see who answers all this. Depending on the answers depends how we all act. Hmm.
Okay.
A lot of backstory.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. What exactly is he... Other than he hasn't had a lick of alcohol, which is the first time I think I've ever heard that. I've heard people saying a sip of alcohol plenty of times.
Have a little saucer of booze and just lick at it like a little kitty cat.
He sounds like he's explaining himself to Andy Griffith or something. I ain't had a lick.
Yeah. I don't know.
What exactly is he upset about? Is just
yeah.
So, it sounds like he wants to go back to jail, really, is the big thing. Is that,
so, yeah, I guess he wants to beat up Ted Cruz, and he'll but he wants to be level-headed, and then he'll go back to jail. He has a metal plate in his arm. Who knows what that's about? Probably a fun story there, I'm sure. Well... Good luck to him.
Did he do it?
Has to be just completely in prison right now.
He had one lick of alcohol, and yeah. It was just downhill. Mm-hmm. Alcohol, never a lick. Yeah, that's the...
That's all it takes.
That's all, yeah. Kids, I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lick or two in my day, and boy, never turns out the way you thought it would.
It takes only a lick, or for me, about a thermos full when I'm driving in the mornings to really get me fucking geared up, really pissed, peeved off about things.
You don't even have to go anywhere. It's just it's easier to get it done in the car. It's just there's some stuff to see. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're just enjoying yourself.
Got the muffler hooked up to the window.
Just killing birds with multiple birds with one stone. Why not?
Yep. Oh, that sounds so good.
To die while drunk driving.
All of it.
Absolutely. 100%.
God damn. One day, folks.
It's sooner than you think. I found this blog post on Tumblr. Thor Ragnarok, the scene no one is talking about.
Mm.
We meet Scourge early on in the movie. He's showing off his new job and weapons to two lovely Asgardian ladies. One of Scourge's most prized possessions, two machine guns. Where did he get them? Scourge tells us himself. I got these from Midgard in a place called Texas. The audience erupts in laughter. The line is particularly funny for the theater I watch the screening at because I live in Texas. So naturally, my fellow Texans and I laugh and shake our heads. Ha, they're throwing shade at our gun laws, we thought.
Very simple people, these Texans.
I guess so.
Erupting with laughter at that.
From the mouth of babes. I watched Thor Ragnarok on Thursday, November 2nd. The mass shooting at First Baptist Church in Texas took place Sunday, November 5th. So I'm curious to know what the response to Scourge's line about his guns from Texas is now after the shooting. Or what if the movie had been released after November 5th? Would the theater I was at in laugh as hard? Would Marvel edit the line out, release a statement? Before you say I'm being dramatic, remember that Netflix's Marvel's The Punisher canceled their appearance at New York Comic Con. They were one of the main guests and didn't attend at all due to the shooting in Las Vegas. And while I feel that Netflix's move was unnecessary, it's still odd that Scourge's line has almost gone unnoticed. Maybe it's just funny because it's true. Yikes.
Well, I think more than anything, it's just proof that the Punisher did the shooting in Las Vegas. Sort of a suspicious absence.
We cannot show our face here. We cannot. Our
in terms of punishment, that guy did deal out some good punishing.
Yeah, like him or not, that guy punished.
he lived up to the billing. Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
Have you seen it, Thomas?
Who's that?
I've not seen the movie myself. I watched a couple minutes, and then there was a shake weight joke.
That's the same guy. That's the guy they're talking about.
And then I turned it off when I saw that.
I think you just missed this line, actually, if you turned it off at that point.
I missed two great jokes in a row.
The idea of Marvel pulling a movie due to a mass shooting is fantastically funny to me. Like, that would ever happen in a million years. Just like...
I don't know. I think it depends.
I don't know, man.
Cancel culture is real, man.
Yeah, it sure is. And that's why we struggle so hard every day as white men.
Maybe the Punisher should be called the Canceler. And
oh man.
Can you imagine how
what about times... the
Yeah, but instead of cops liking it, it would just be like all the weird online guys that would like have like whatever his new logo would be, a mouse that's actually a skull instead. That's actually pretty cool. Now I say it out loud.
Print up the t-shirts.
Just a computer mouse with the Punisher logo on it. Badass.
Thomas, were you going to say something?
No, I guess not, since I got interrupted. Not even a big deal, dude. God.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll just go ahead and move right the fuck along. A guy named Larry posted this on Facebook. Can you imagine having an all-electric car in Texas or any place with a lot of storm damage and no power for several days? I wish that the environmentalists would stop pushing for all-electric vehicles. And a woman named Connie responded, "Hi, Larry. Just want to let you know that your cousin Jim passed away on February 23rd. Great. Thanks.
Connie, read the room, lady.
Yeah, go share that on Our Cousins, or they might give a shit about that.
Our Cousins is nothing but obituaries for 40-year-old men.
Check out Our Cousins right now. What do we got?
Is there actually one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
The most recent is a thread says, "Lynn is my second cousin. Comment yes if you agree."
She's lying.
She's lying. I've heard that one before.
Oh, that's very. Huh. There's six users on this subreddit as we speak. And the last post was 3 years ago.
I like to think that all the users are cousins with each other. Like it's just one group of cousins.
Just like open up their phones and pull up Reddit, and they're just like, yep.
It's like a reunion. We're just all hanging out together here on our favorite subreddit, Our Cousins.
Yeah, our uncles has got to be rough.
Someone just posted, here's a video of my cousin playing our grandfather's guitar. So it really is just cousin content.
Probably
that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
I'm going out of my way to find that.
It's probably the least offensive subreddit in that case, then, if that was.
Yeah.
Cool.
Here's a my uncle's thread on the R uncles. And it goes through all the uncles. First one is Randy from my father's side, strangled on umbilical cord at birth, severely retarded to this day. Okay, cool.
Elvis,
why don't you tell people about that?
Why would you go to our uncles and inform everyone?
Really good. Well, Randy, we wish you the best with your severe retardation.
Mm-hmm. Hope it clears up.
Hope it doesn't get in your way of being an uncle.
Yeah, hey, how about you unwrap that umbilical cord? Come on.
Yeah, I like the idea that like they just like unwrap it and then it just starts coughing normal.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Like mid-sentence.
Oh, that's what's been going on this whole time. Oh, damn.
I was thinking I might go to the store later. I get some green beans.
It's caught on like the corner, like a doorknob. It just pulls off.
Yeah. Wow, 40 years with that. Wow.
They didn't even cut it off his mom either. She just has to walk around with him with a leash.
Well, it's hard. It's hard. But it helps me. It keeps him where in eyesight where I can see him so he's not getting into trouble. God damn. Well, here's another one from Reddit. User completely owned asks R. Dallas, are there actually any Japanese women here in Dallas? I can't seem to find anyone Japanese in the entire Dallas-Fort Worth area. I would just think that Texas having 26 million people, there would at least be one or two Japanese women here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And Calf Panda replied, half Japanese guy here. Yellow fever isn't all that it's cracked up to be, and Japanese women aren't like they are in your animes. You aren't going to find some submissive girl that thinks everything you do is kawaii and will teach you what they're saying on TV. I've seen this attitude over and over again in guys, and it never goes well. In all honesty, your view of Japanese culture seems pretty skewed, much like if everything I knew about Texas came from movies and TVs. This is not to say you won't develop a more mature outlook on this culture. I think most do with time and exposure. However, I don't want to help you creep on Japanese women at places they go, so I'm going to pass on giving you directions. Oh. All that from I can't seem to find any Japanese women.
Yeah. Thomas will find them when he goes there.
Yeah. Well, if you find one, let me know.
You got a hankering?
No.
Oh no.
No, he wants to know where not to go to find them.
No. It's like one of those white buffalo or whatever. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Not for our culture.
While Christian was reading that, I went to our aunts, and that doesn't exist. But there is an R aunties, and someone shared a picture of their auntie and said, here she is. She's gorgeous. And the top comment was from Ari 1981. Hi, sexy. I'm from Delhi in India. Want a friendship with me? So I hope that auntie gets some new Delhi pipe.
Just
well, it's the only comment he's ever made either on Reddit.
Really? Yeah. And it was to a photo of an aunt.
Yes.
Good God Almighty.
Hey, sometimes you know you're somewhere and you know what you're there for. You know?
Mm-hmm. Shoot your shot, right, fellas? That's the
posted several months after the auntie picture too. So
somehow just stumbled upon that photo of a lovely aunt and decided to good.
Hmm. Oh, this auntie guy, everything else he's done is just the guy who posted a picture of his auntie also posted just a bunch of pictures of his dick and other subreddits. So, it's probably not good. Well, a small store in Texas got in a little bit of heat for the two signs that they taped in their window. First sign says, if your government asks you to walk with a finger in your ass because the virus is now anal, what are you going to do? And the second one says, wake up, America. Just wear the mask. Time passes. Just let the government track your location. Time passes. Just let them inject you. Time passes. Just give them your guns. Time passes. Just get in the boxcar. Yeah, that makes, I think that tracks.
Yeah.
I always wanted to live in a boxcar.
Yeah.
Like those books they used to have where they had all those orphans in there.
Yeah.
That's my dream. So honestly, you tell me to get in a boxcar and jump. You don't even have to tell me. I'm jumping in that thing.
You're like,
and if my friends are already in there, I'll best believe we're partying.
Yeah, you're in the boxcar like the second step. You're not even waiting until they take
out. Oh, yeah. I'm not even wearing the mask in there. I'm just skip to the main course.
Bring your ass mask on in the box, yeah. Or who cares?
The virus is now anal. Is that like a? It was said like it was like a common sort of idiom or metaphor or something. Yeah. I've never heard that one myself.
Not just. I think that was just something that the guy just kind of came up with and was like, "This sounds good. I'm going to put it on a giant poster board and send."
To my knowledge, there's only one of those.
One, okay.
One anal virus.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean it's one of the bigger ones though. So
yeah. Maybe they should have tried that.
So I guess what you're saying is because for folks who may be trying to avoid that particular virus, you should walk around with a finger in your ass.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, better than nothing, probably.
Couldn't hurt.
Fact. Yeah.
No room at the inn, right?
Yeah, well.
It's not a two-car garage, folks, so spot's taken. Sorry.
Well, yeah.
for some folks, 2-3-4-car garage.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a parking garage.
Get a whole fleet in there, you know?
Little convoy.
Yeah. Texas style. That's what they call
it. Truck stop special. Texas style. It, all
right. Oh, brother. Wow, this has been a fun one so far. We're almost over, sadly.
Great. Well, I got one more post here. Gentleman with an anime avatar goes by at Henry Evan Cat tweeted, whenever you see a Don't California My Texas bumper sticker, that person is anti-Catboy and an enemy of the state.
Yes.
Okay, Thomas, I was just going to thank you for clarifying. Thank you. So you heard it here first, folks. What the hell is Don't California My Texas? Is that something you see, or is
it's
that
like no, yeah, I've seen those. It's like, it's basically so a lot of people here get mad when people move here from California.
Sure.
And they for some reason think there's a certain percentage of people who assume that like Austin is basically exactly what California is like.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I guess because there's just like openly gay people there. I think that's pretty much the only thing. I don't think it's anything else really. But yeah, that and then like taxes or whatever. And then it's just stupid. I don't know, but it is a thing.
But in believing that, they're staunchly anti-Catboy then. So
yeah, I would say just any car you see. If you explain, if you said, hey, what do you think about this? At least in Texas, for the most part, you're going to say, how about no on that one? You know,
damn.
How about we do a little veto on that one?
I can get behind that. I think I know where I'm moving to. I'm an anti-tech cat boy myself. So
yeah. I'm a cat boy centrist. You know, I don't like to play favorites.
Some are good, some are bad. I think that's completely fair. And
I mean, I've met a lot, and I mean a lot of cat boys in my day. And I mean, dude, so many, and especially growing up. And you've got your good ones and your bad ones. You know, it's like my grandpa used to say, not about cowboys, but he's similar.
Okay.
Something.
Wording was off, but you know.
Right. Something involving
something.
Things and etc.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful. And I want everyone to think on that, but not before we round out the episode Texas style with this comment that I found online.
Stop saying
Texas style.
Sounds like an arrogant, ignorant, smug, pseudo-intellectual socialist Democrat to me. You can smell them a mile away. They live to take, cheat, and steal, quote, for the greater good. They always cry not fair in feigned superiority. They're the great domestic threat our forefathers warned of. They must be treated as the enemy combatants they are. It's sad but true. We either take out the emboldened trash or sigh. And should note this is posted on an article about dune buggies not being street legal in Texas.
When will the madness stop?
This is what George Washington and the fellas tried to stop, and yet here we are, 600 years later or whatever.
It's a lot like that earlier one. You know, it's first it's get out of the dune buggy because you're on I-20, and then it's get in the boxcar.
Maybe step and just ramp the thing right into it. So
yeah,
good.
Well, there's got to be a separate dune buggy storage boxcar.
Yeah,
I guess it doesn't have to be. But it would actually probably be pretty inefficient. You can just store people in dune buggies in the same boxcar. You don't seal.
As long as you're not running the dune buggies, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to save a step keep at them, the end.
Keep the parking brake on, you know. Could get messy.
Just a bunch of dune buggies sliding back and just a bunch of just jam. Strawberry jam inside that boxcar when it gets to its destination.
Yeah, they arrive and they're like, well, that saved a lot of time. I guess just send it back.
Hose it down, get her back out on the tracks, folks. All right, boys.
Now, I've never been in a dune buggy myself. Those are the kind of things, like, as a kid, you're like, yeah, and I'm not going to have a car. I'm going to get one of those. That's just going to be what I'm going to do. Because you look at them and you're like, I don't have to be like a grown up to drive one of those. But I think you do.
And I think it is mostly men of certain age who have gone through certain traumas in their lives that are the ones that are mostly driving them.
How much is a good dune buggy going to cost me right now?
A good?
What's probably like around 20, something like that. Not $20.
20K.
20K?
Maybe more than that, honestly. I don't know. Probably depends on the quality. Or like, right. You know, you can get, like, they got these out here, they got these Rangers. It's like a golf cart, but you can off-road in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're like 16 grand for like fancy golf cart. Yeah.
I found a Realtree 196cc gas-powered camo ride-on go-kart from Walmart for $1,200.
It's from Walmart.
It looks like it's made for children. Yeah. Oh, man. Covered in camo. That rules. But we have one here from 360powersports.com. 15,000.
Okay, see, that's,
it's a BMS Sand Sniper 1500 2S two-seater, 1500 cc. That's a little more. That's the kind of purring that daddy likes his kittens to make. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
I think that's the perfect way to end the episode. Wow, great. Thanks for joining us, Thomas.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Had a blast and a half, as they say around here.
Mm-hmm. Texas style, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can, a Texas style today.
It's Pendejo time with Jake, and it's at Leno Killer?
Yeah, it's a zero instead of
an L.
Anyway, yeah. I don't really care if anyone calls me. It's fine. Just check out the podcast and give me $5, please. But thanks for having me on. Yeah.
Please go support that great bit of giving money to a guy for just to buy hats. And probably nothing else at all, right? Just hats?
Yeah. I don't even update it that often. It's like once every 2 or 3 months.
That's, man.
God, so,
God bless.
Yeah.
What if we just stopped doing this every couple months? We'd probably get more money on.
Yeah.
People will be very, very thankful. Yeah.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Yeah, see you.